Key points. T-Rex and Spinosaurus were both massive predatory dinosaurs that lived during the late Cretaceous period, but they lived in different regions and at different times. T-Rex lived in North America about 68 to 66 million years ago, while Spinosaurus lived in what is now North Africa around 100 to 93 million years ago. T-Rex was one of the largest carnivorous dinosaurs, measuring up to 12.3 meters in length and weighing up to 9 tons. Spinosaurus, on the other hand, was even larger, reaching up to 18 meters in length and weighing up to 20 tons. This makes Spinosaurus the largest known carnivorous dinosaur. While there is no direct evidence of a battle between T-Rex and Spinosaurus, some scientists believe that Spinosaurus may have been a better swimmer than T-Rex, as it had adaptations for aquatic life, including a long, narrow snout and paddle-like feet. The T-Rex was a massive dinosaur that roamed the planet 68 to 66 million years ago. The Spinosaurus was another, an even larger reptile that lived about 93.6 million years ago, so it's very unlikely that it ever met a T-Rex. Although they never crossed paths in real life, the question of which of these reptiles would win in a fight against the other is too intriguing to not explore. We have gathered a lot of valuable data to determine the winner of a T-Rex versus Spinosaurus battle, including physical data and information about their hunting patterns. We're going to use this information to determine which of these two capable monsters would win in a battle. This is a battle across time and between two titans. See who comes away victorious. Comparing a T-Rex and a Spinosaurus. 5 cool facts about T-Rex versus Spinosaurus. T-Rex and Spinosaurus are two of the most well-known and fearsome dinosaurs to have ever lived. Both were massive predators that dominated their respective environments, but they had their own unique characteristics that set them apart. Here are 5 cool facts about T-Rex versus Spinosaurus. T-Rex was a land-based predator that relied on its powerful legs and jaws to hunt down its prey, while Spinosaurus was adapted to an aquatic lifestyle, with long, paddle-like feet that helped it swim through water. T-Rex had one of the most powerful bites of any animal that has ever lived, with an estimated bite force of over 12,000 pounds per inch too. Spinosaurus, on the other hand, had a longer snout and narrower jaws, which may have allowed it to catch fish more easily. T-Rex had a massive head that was almost 1.5 meters long, with teeth that were over 20 centimeters long. Spinosaurus had a similarly large head, but its teeth were more conical and suited for catching fish. While T-Rex and Spinosaurus lived during the same general time period, they actually lived on different continents. T-Rex lived in what is now North America, while Spinosaurus lived in what is now North Africa. T-Rex and Spinosaurus are often portrayed as mortal enemies in popular culture. There is actually no direct evidence that they ever fought each other. Furthermore, T-Rex and Spinosaurus were both incredible animals that have captured the imagination of people for generations. The key factors in a fight between T-Rex and Spinosaurus. When it comes to a fight between two monstrous reptiles like these, the battle will come down to a few key factors. We have determined that physical components as well as the hunting behaviors of the dinosaurs in question will have the biggest impact on the fight between them. Take a closer look at how each of the elements we summed up in the table above would impact the fight. Physical features. Both the T-Rex and Spinosaurus are known for being absolutely massive dinosaurs. They will need every advantage they can get if they are to survive a battle. We've broken down the physical elements of these dinosaurs into 5 very specific features. Take a look at how these two dinosaurs measure up to each other. T-Rex versus Spinosaurus, size. The T-Rex was a very large dinosaur that weighed up to 15,000 pounds, stood anywhere from 12 to 20 feet in height, and was about 40 feet long. Many people think the T-Rex is the king of all dinosaurs in terms of size, but the Spinosaurus dwarfs it. Spinosaurus weighs 31,000 pounds, stood 23 feet tall, and could reach 60 feet in length. This was a much larger creature, especially for a carnivore. Spinosaurus gets the advantage in terms of sheer size. T-Rex versus Spinosaurus, speed and movement. The T-Rex was swift for a reptile its size. It could run at 17 miles per hour with a bipedal stride. The Spinosaurus was slightly slower on land, running at 15 miles per hour, but it's assumed this creature would spend a lot of time in the water, where it was far better at swimming. T-Rex gets the advantage for speed, but only on land. T-Rex versus Spinosaurus, bite power and teeth. The Spinosaurus has 64 straight, conical teeth and a mouth that was similar to a crocodile. However, its bite power was 19,000 N, and that is nothing compared to the T-Rex. The T-Rex had immensely powerful jaws that allowed the dinosaur to exert upwards of 57,000 N of power on a bite. Moreover, the T-Rex had teeth up to 12 inches long, while the Spinosaurus had a few teeth that measured perhaps 6 inches. The T-Rex was made to hunt and kill with its powerful bite, but the Spinosaurus seems better suited to catching fish. The T-Rex gets the biting advantage. T-Rex versus Spinosaurus, senses. The T-Rex gets the benefit of having many very detailed fossilized remains, so we know it had an amazing sense of smell, vision, and hearing. However, we don't have as much information about Spinosaurus, but it looks like it had good vision and a poor sense of smell. Not much is known about its hearing. T-Rex gets the advantage for the senses. T-Rex versus Spinosaurus, physical defenses. Physical defenses will keep a predator alive or stop a fight before it starts. In the case of the T-Rex, its massive size, ability to run 17 miles per hour, and intelligence made it an incredibly potent force from a defensive standpoint. The Spinosaurus was even bigger than T-Rex and it could hide out in the water, too. The Spinosaurus was not as smart as the T-Rex, but its adaptability and size give it the advantage for the defense. Combat skills. The ability to fight well is very important for surviving a battle. The T-Rex and Spinosaurus have certain habits as predators that set them apart, and they have different offensive powers. Take a look at which dinosaur comes out on top in terms of its fighting prowess. T-Rex versus Spinosaurus, offensive capabilities. The T-Rex has a powerful bite that would tear a great deal of flesh from an opponent, as well as two small arms that could cut deep into the enemy. They also have the speed needed to catch their prey, giving them a small chance of escaping unharmed unless they went somewhere the T-Rex couldn't reach. The Spinosaurus also had a strong bite that would cause severe punctures to prey. Their ability to attack in and near the water also sets them apart. These two creatures get a tie because their offensive powers are strong but too unique to determine a winner. T-Rex versus Spinosaurus, predatory behaviors. The T-Rex would smell, see, or hear prey and then pursue it until they managed to kill it. Their methods were straightforward but very effective. Spinosaurus could have been a pursuit predator, but it could also be an ambush predator, seeking prey in the water or near the water's edge. These two dinosaurs tie because they were both the most vicious predators of their day. What are key differences between T-Rex and Spinosaurus? The Spinosaurus was heavier, taller, and longer than the T-Rex, but the latter's bite was far more powerful. The Spinosaurus was also believed to be semi-aquatic, but the T-Rex lived solely on land. Lastly, the T-Rex was far more intelligent than the Spinosaurus and had more acute senses. Who would win in a fight between T-Rex and Spinosaurus? In a T-Rex versus Spinosaurus fight, the T-Rex would come away victorious. The Spinosaurus does have the benefit of being able to ambush a T-Rex at the edge of the water, and that might be the lone scenario where the T-Rex loses. It would still be hard to pull off given the T-Rex's amazing senses. Yet, the T-Rex had a massive neck that the Spinosaurus wasn't going to break with its bite power. The T-Rex could thrash free and clamp down on the Spinosaurus. With all that power and the 12-inch teeth, the most likely outcome is that the T-Rex kills Spinosaurus. In fact, using its high intellect, senses, powerful legs to prevent getting toppled, and tremendous bite, the T-Rex would come into this fight underweight, but it would still have the power to do fatal damage to the other dinosaur. That is where the Spinosaurus comes up short.